We're grateful for your listening today, as we are each and every day at the same time, and we're delighted to present to you Moments with the Bible. I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and certainly we're happy that you're listening wherever you may be today. We're always grateful for your interest, and we appreciate those comments concerning the program. We're always grateful for those who visit with us in our services at the Churches of Christ. As we study together, certainly we want to learn and understand and obey the things which God has given. Our question for discussion this week: if a man leaves his wife and marries another woman, will God forgive him? We've been discussing this throughout the week, and we've been noticing the passages of Scripture which Jesus has given on this thought. Will God forgive a man who has left his wife and marries another? We've learned that there is but one exception with which one may do this and not be living in sin, and that is the sin of fornication having been committed against that one. Now, if the innocent party remarries, according to Matthew 5:32 and Matthew 19:9, without the cause of fornication, it causes the one who marries another to be in adultery in that situation. But will God forgive one who desires forgiveness in these cases? Jesus said one time in Matthew the 12th chapter and verse 31, "Wherefore I say unto you that all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men." Of course, if one is not a Christian, or if he is, sin is still the transgression of God's law. And ignorance cannot be pleaded in these things. It is not desirous that we should think that ignorance has been set aside as an acceptable defense against spiritual responsibility. All men are required to repent of all of their sins. In Acts 17:30, he said the times of ignorance God overlooked. But now, in this Christian dispensation, in other words, he commandeth all men everywhere that they should everywhere repent. So the regulations about marriage apply to everyone, for all men are responsible to the gospel of Christ. But adultery is not unpardonable. God can and does forgive this sin in the same way he forgives every other sin. Upon the event of an individual's true faith and genuine repentance, why, heaven's forgiveness will come to that man of all of his past sins in connection with his obedience to the Lord, as he needs to do. If he's out of Christ, he must hear the gospel and believe it, repent of his sins and confess the name of Christ, and be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins. If he is a Christian and he has this situation wherein he is found in sin, then of course he must repent and pray God that the thought of his heart may be forgiven him, according to Acts the 8th chapter. Please notice in this connection that baptism must be preceded by repentance, though. Acts 2 and verse 38 said, "On the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins." A person can be forgiven of his or her adulterous situation or remarriage, but he or she cannot continue that illegitimate union. No, my friends, repentance demands that we stop the sin, if it is at all possible. Repentance demands the discontinuation of every sinful activity which has been characteristic of one's previous life. It requires the severance of every relationship which is known to be in violation to the will of God. So if a man leaves his wife, it's not for the cause of fornication, marries another woman, then he is in adultery. God will forgive that man when he stops the adultery, makes his repentance known of his change of will, and returns to faithfulness in the Lord's cause. Been good to be with you today. We're glad that you studied with us.